na 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 na
I've got it all. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. My song's kind of a funny song to start with. I've got a great guy coming on the show today, a very up-and-comer, and he is just so interesting. His name is Steve Abando, and not only is he smart, talented, plays numerous instruments, speaks numerous languages. He's just an impressive, and he's releasing a new song, and it's really good. I'm going to play it for you after I bring him on, and it's just taking off. I mean, this I got to read you some of the credits because in a month, according to the New York New Music Weekly's charts, that's April 6, 2018, his song Babylon placed at number one in the top 40. Up and coming number two in top country, up and coming number three in top 40, number six in AC Hot, AC Indie, number five in AC Hot, AC West. It goes on and on. He's been playing music since he was a young man, I believe probably a baby, but I'm going to bring on the wonderfully talented Steve Abando now. Here we go. Steve, I'm opening your mic. Are you there?
Hi, Steve? Nancy, I'm here.
Oh, did I pronounce it correctly? Is it Obando? Yes.
Yeah,
did I pronounce your name correctly?
Obando.
Oh, when you say it, it sounds sexier, but yes. Okay. No, it's great. You are pretty amazing. I love your new song. I love the video. It's really good. And
it has so
many different feelings going on in it that I like, as I said, it's so good what you're doing. And then you just started out. Now, I know, how do you feel about this? You must be so excited.
Yeah,
you are hitting
really
the charts everywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of happening all at once, so it's very, very exciting to just kind of, start doing this.
And I believe the last count was over 200,000 hits on your YouTube. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. We're just a little bit over that at this point.
Well, yes. That it's just moving right along. And how old were you when you started playing?
How old was I?
Yes.
I mean, I was a baby. I think I was just banging away at the piano in diapers, you know, and singing. And I guess my parents kind of picked up on that. They're both musicians. My dad's a really great guitarist and sound engineer. Actually, that's what he did for a lot of his life. And my mom's a singer and super musical. So they were always just playing music. It was a really musical household. And they saw that I kind of had a predisposition for it, so they put me in piano lessons pretty young, like four, I think, and
wow.
Then kind of took off from there. Yeah, then I guess
that's
started
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and now
yeah,
you're also smart. You're a smart guy. You speak 3 or 4 languages, I see here, English, Spanish, and French. And that's pretty smart. And you're a graduate magna cum laude of Berklee College of Music. This is all pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot of work, but it's great. I mean, we moved around a lot. I grew up in Colombia, like I was born there, and then I was there until I was like 6 or 7, then moved to the States, then back to Colombia for a bit, then actually to Montreal, which is why I had to learn how to speak French. So it was kind of growing up in all those different environments that gave me that multicultural thing, which I'm very grateful for. And then,
tell me about Berklee, about your experiences there, because you worked with a lot of well-known people.
Yeah, I mean, Berklee was a dream of mine, I guess, ever since I was like 14 or 15, and I just heard about it, and it was just this, I heard John Mayer went to Berklee, and he was like an idol of mine when I was 14, 15, and I had just started playing guitar for a couple of years, and I love the way he played blues, and I just really wanted to be him for a while. So I heard about Berklee, and it was just like it for me. I had to get in. And so I auditioned, got in when I was like 17, and I auditioned with piano, and I did 4 years there. And it was great. I met a lot of great people. Yeah, lots of great teachers, and yeah, it was just a wonderful place to be in, and surrounded by all that music and all that talent.
And now you're working with Oscar Lloyd and Joe Granda.
Lloyd and Joe Granda, correct? Yeah, they're great. What? They heard about me. They're two top record executives in Miami, and they heard some of the stuff that I was doing, like some demos that I sent them, and they loved it. So they teamed up with me, and they've been, really helping me out in my career.
Oh, that's so impressive that you've done all this. And how did you find the transition? I'm just curious, from Canada and Colombia. I mean, from Colombia to Canada and back. But how did you find that transition? I mean, did it affect your musical styles? Because you have Latin roots, so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a totally different culture, for sure. And especially the French-Canadian culture is even different from, like, English Canada. So there's even, like, there's even, like, a culture shock between just speaking English and French, not to mention Spanish. But, I grew up listening to a lot of, like, Spanish pop music when I was, like, very little, and Colombian folk music. But I was 6, and then when I moved to Montreal, it was like all my friends were listening to like old rock and roll, and like Hendrix and the Stones and the Beatles and all that when I was like a teenager, and that's when I really fell in love with music, and that's when I was like, okay, this is what I have to do. Before that, it was just like, I love music, but I wanted to be a pilot. That was my dream. But then when I was like 13 and 14 in high school, and I was like really getting into bands and started singing and playing guitar, that was when it like really hit home for me. I got the bug.
You got the bug, but I understand you also were in a choir and you won awards. Can you tell us about that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, I was actually singing at my church choir, and that's where I got a lot of musical training, especially like training my ear, because being in a choir, you kind of learn to you learn to get a good ear, because you don't want to follow what other sections are doing, so you really have to like stick to your part, but also be listening that you're in tune and whatever. So I was a member of my church choir, which was great experience. And then I was also I was a little bit all over the place, but I was part of a big band. I was a pianist for the Montreal All City Big Band for a couple of years, and we won an award, like first place in the province for junior big band. So we got a spot on the Montreal Jazz Festival, which was great.
And how old were you then?
The main stage. I was 17.
Wow. So you're 17, so you're still young, but you're 17 and you're playing. You remind me a little bit of another young, talented man who was young now. Now he's touring the world, Billy Charlap. Have you heard of Billy Charlap? He's a great pianist.
I have to check him out, though.
You check him out. He's a great pianist, but he was your age and just discovering all this stuff, too. This was before, of course, believe it or not, and I'm aging myself, before there were such things as videos that people were making. They just started. So he didn't do that, but he now tours the world. But the same thing, a passion for music. So young. It's terrific. Hey, Steve, I'm going to play your song now. So I can have a cup of joe. Here comes Donna.
Situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, and that ridicule. So if you want it, come and get it, for crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go.
Nice, Stephen. What was the inspiration for that song?
Well,
you know what? I got to tell you. I'm gonna come back to that question, but I want to tell you, I'm very impressed with your tones. You have like perfect pitch. You are so crisp and on the notes. Because I have relative pitch, so I can hear even the slightest. It makes my husband crazy, but the slightest deviation in a note. But you are so crisp. So right on every note. It's very good. All right, now let's go back to the inspiration.
Well, that's actually a song that was originally written by David Gray, who's this great British songwriter who was around like in the early 2000s. And you know, the first time I heard this song was actually in a video game a really long time ago. Like I think it was on FIFA 2006 or something. And you know, I was a kid, but I remember like I really liked that song. And then after I met Joe and Oscar, they, you know, we were thinking of songs that, like, potential songs that could be my first single. And Babylon came up, and I was like, yes, that's, I love that song. I remember that song. That was in FIFA 2006. And you know, I really love the song a lot. So I cut, like, a demo of it just in my little home recording studio, and it was very like garage band sounding. It had a lot of just you know, electric guitar, like, you know, riffs, and it was very cool. And we actually released that version as well, and they teamed me up with Sebastian Chris, who's a great, like, multi
Grammy
award winning producer. Yeah, and he's wonderful. And he lives here in LA, and I live in LA. So they, you know, they teamed us up, and I showed him the demo, and he was like, this is really cool, but we have to bring it into 2018, because the version that I did sounded a little bit, you know, old school rock and roll, which is great. But he's like, okay, how would those guys do it in 2017 when we did this? So he took some of the riffs that I was playing on the demo, and he's like, okay, we're going to build a song around that kind of guitar hook. And yeah, put some more like island tropical flavored things in it. So that's
how it
ended up being. Yeah, that was kind of the idea behind
it. It makes it very you. I mean, adding that little bit, it gives it a more defined sound that, you know, would be associated more with you too as well. No, I always love the history of songs, and it's great. And that was by David Gray, right?
David Gray, correct.
Yeah. And it's so great that, as I said, I'm still like fumbling over words to describe your music, because I'm so impressed with the notes. I'm just like, I go, how? Every note is right on, and it's so amazing.
Oh, thanks.
How do you feel about this? This is very exciting news.
Oh, I'm really excited, I can't wait to see where it goes from here. Like, I, you know, I have all these at this point, I have so many songs built up that I can't wait to release as well. So, you know, this is hopefully just the starting point.
And, yeah, where will you be performing next?
I have actually a show May 21st. It's here in LA, in the place is called Republic of Pi, and it's at 8 p.m. So if anybody, you know, anybody listening is out here on the West Coast, they should definitely come check it out.
You have a website? Why don't we give them your website and your Facebook and everything so that they can follow you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So the website is obandomusic.com, and on Facebook, it's Steve Obando. Instagram, Obando Music Official, and the song is up on iTunes, and the video is up on YouTube. So, you know, if you guys like it, definitely, like, give a listen or give a like.
So that's Obando, O-B-A-N-D-O, music.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's www.obandmusic.com. Obando, like his name. Does Obando mean anything?
Is it
a Spanish word for something? Yeah, I know what your last name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
But it's Obando.
Oh, yeah. I think it's actually the town. It's a town in Spain.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess is where maybe, like, my ancestors are from. I'm sure my dad knows the story. I have to, like, ask him. But it's the name of a town in Spain.
All right. And also, too, let's give the place you're performing again, but give it slowly so that they can get the information.
Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
The address.
Republic of Pi in North Hollywood, and I'm actually looking up the
now,
address
wait a minute.
Right now.
Is that
I don't
Pi
know it by
or
heart.
Thai? Did you say Republic of Pi for the P or
sorry,
Thai?
Republic of Pi. It's a fun name.
Okay.
And it's 1118 Magnolia Boulevard, North Hollywood.
Okay, and that's at what? And what time is the show?
It's at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. Yeah, so people, you can go to his website. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. You could want to hear him live. Check that, and all the information will be up on your website, I assume, and your Facebook, Steve Obando on
Correct.
Facebook. And you're in like all the media, I think.
Yeah.
You're covered. You were watch, follow, YouTube, Apple, iTunes, Amazon.
You covered the media. Yeah.
You have to be in. So what is your next project going to be?
Well, right now we're working on figuring out what the next single is going to be, kind of like singling it out and then releasing it. So that's kind of what's been taking up a lot of my time lately, just writing and figuring out, you know, what's really good material to release.
Oh, yes. And I saw the video. I love the video, too. And with your permission, I'm going to feature it on my cable show, if you don't mind.
Oh,
that will air
great.
On two channels
no,
in New
so
York
much.
City and
yeah.
worldwide on the Internet. So I'm going to add it to
great.
The collection of my cable show because it's very nice
yeah.
and it's very well done. Who produced it again? Tell us who produced it.
Thank you. It was actually, funny enough, my sister, who's a very talented director. Yeah. So it's all kind of
Keep it in the family.
A family thing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we work great together. We're very close. So she's, she makes me relaxed in these kind of things. So, you know, that's kind of invaluable.
Is she your older or younger sister? She older or younger?
She's younger, but she's way older than me in maturity and intelligence and everything. So, yeah.
Well,
she's
the boss. Now, do you see yourself leaning towards? She's the boss. I love it. Do you see yourself leaning towards a more Latin style, or are you going to just keep experimenting?
No, I think this is probably as Latin as I want to be. Just because although I, you know, those are my roots, I really like what I really love is, you know, rock and roll. And that's, you know, there's not a lot
well,
of.
Well, you have a great voice. I would guess and venture to say that I would love to hear you sing in every language because your voice is so crisp and pure. I would love to hear you singing songs. And just be that crossover artist who does every language because you have the talent and you you just have a beautiful voice. But I'm sure your mother
Thank
tells you
so
that too. And now let's tell them again. They can go to YouTube and look Steve. Oh, is it Steve Obando on YouTube?
Yes. Correct.
Is it under your name, YouTube? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Obando, O-B-A-N-D-O. And check out his video there. And then share it with your friends so they can check it out too. And to find more about him, go to www.obandomusic.com. And if you want to download it to add it to your iPod or your playlist, you can go to iTunes. You're everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just so great. Oh, it's been great having you as a guest on the show. Is there anyone we forgot to mention? I don't want to leave anybody out. Well, we mentioned your mother.
I can think of, yeah, she's the most important
All right.
there. So,
she's the most important thing there, and your father, and your sister, and it's great.
Yeah.
So again, one more time, let's plug where you're playing. Plug the event.
Republic of Pi, May 21st.
P-I-E.
P-I-E. They have great pies. It's in Magnolia Boulevard in North Hollywood.
North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Well, we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show, and I want to thank you for being a guest on the show today, and I wish you very well, and I look forward to hearing you sing in many languages, because you're very
thank
talented.
Thank you so much for having me.
And sure, and thanks for being a guest on today's show, and I love the song so much, I'm playing it twice. Thank you, Stephen Obando. You're going to do great things, I feel it.
Bye, Nancy. Thank you so much. Turning over.
to open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, and that ridicule. So if you want it, well, come and get it. We're crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now.
Wow, what a voice, what a voice. Oh, I really mean it. I would love to see the Steve Albondo sing in a couple of languages. It's so clear. I love music. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in today on What's the Buzz New York, and the buzz is Steve Albondo. Check him out online, www.steveabondo.com. Such a talent. I see great things coming here. I'd like to thank him for being a guest on today's show. And check out his YouTube, Steve Albondo on YouTube. Thank you for joining us today on What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. All right. Have a good day.